Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today's show is our annual Chaplain's Christmas Show with chaplains from the Minnesota National Guard, the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and the Minneapolis Veterans Home. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
I want to extend my warmest greetings and best wishes to the men and women of the United States Armed Services, their families, and the citizens of Minnesota. There have been many times in history when Americans in uniform spent the holiday season on battlefields or stationed at posts far from home. I know the holidays are especially difficult for those service members who are unable to spend it with their loved ones. These troops sacrifice their holidays so that fellow Americans can safely enjoy theirs. In doing so, they are part of a tradition that dates back to our nation's founding. I hope that all of you who are putting your lives at risk every day for our country feel the pride, the affection, and admiration of your fellow citizens. It is your courage that preserves the freedom we inherited from our forefathers. It is your sacrifice and that of your predecessors in uniform that enable Americans to enjoy a safe and peaceful holiday. To the service members of Minnesota who watch over our nation, I thank you for your service and I pray for your safe return home. To the families who share their loved ones to defend our great nation, I thank you for your sacrifices and support. Have a safe and happy holiday. God bless you.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is the full-time support chaplain from the Minnesota National Guard and the division chaplain from our Red Bulls, Chaplain Buddy Wynn. Chaplain, welcome back to the show.
Always glad to be here, Tom. Thank you.
That was a beautiful holiday message from the boss, from the Adjutant General.
I've had the great honor of working for General Nash for a couple years now and had an opportunity that most don't get, and that's to see the passion that he has on a very personal level for our soldiers and airmen and their families.
And that, I'm sure, helped you in your job as the full-time support chaplain.
Gives me a lot of confidence to work on his behalf to address the spiritual needs of our service members.
And Chaplain, this is, I think, the first time in over 5 years that we've had four chaplains in the studio, so I think we're going to have a little fun today talking about chaplains and Christmas and ministering to the troops and their families. And we're going to start with, you brought along one of your chaplains from the Minnesota National Guard Chaplain Corps, Major Rick Rittmaster. Chaplain Rittmaster, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It's good to be here.
I think the last time we talked to you, you were deployed with the troops last Christmas, sir.
That's right. You called me, and it was the middle of the night, my time, and we were about halfway through our deployment. So it's really nice to be here today, seeing you face to face.
Well, I'm glad you made it through well, sir, and as I understand, so did all the troops.
Everybody made it back safe, and we give thanks to God for that.
The Chaplain Rittmaster, how long was that deployment, by the way?
The deployment was 9 months plus 2 months of train-up, so it was close to a year we were gone.
And how many Minnesota National Guard soldiers?
We had, it was about 300-plus soldiers that went with us. We had a battalion and then a brigade headquarters, the Aviation Brigade.
So you were grouped with some soldiers from all over the country, and how many chaplains were there? That was in Kuwait. How many chaplains were there to minister to all of those soldiers?
Well, it's a pretty big base. I mean, at the Aviation Brigade, we had six UMT members, unit ministry team members. But, you know, there's quite a few chaplains throughout that whole base. It's just a lot of folks coming and going there.
The chaplain, I know that when you're deployed, and sometimes there aren't as many chaplains from the different denominations as you'd like around, so you're actually helping soldiers and ministering to soldiers that might be from multi-denominations?
Yeah, that's the case. And so we minister to people directly, you know, like for me, it would be through the Protestant church. That's my background. But for instance, for our Jewish soldiers, we had a chaplain come in, a Jewish rabbi come in to one of the bases, and then we flew our soldiers on a Black Hawk down so that they could spend like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur celebrating that with a rabbi.
So on special holidays, they were able to get together and observe those correctly.
That's correct, yes.
Chaplain Wynn?
And, you know, Tom and Rick can attest to this as well as my colleagues here with us today. And chaplains provide for the needs of all soldiers, regardless of their faith tradition, and even, you know, remain available for those who don't profess any kind of a tradition. On the interfaith calendar for the month of December, I count no less than 15 separate cultural and religious events. And so chaplains are more than just what we might call Tootsie Roll hander-outers and purveyors of proverbly wisdom. They've got to be available for all soldiers at all times. And perhaps they can't address their particular religious need because they're not of that tradition. They can certainly coordinate that resource and work across traditions to bring those resources to bear for those service members.
We're speaking with Chaplain Wynn and Chaplain Rittmaster on our annual Chaplain's Christmas show on Minnesota Military Radio. Chaplain Wynn, as you say, when the guys are deployed, when the soldiers, guys and gals, are deployed, if they're in a large enough group, you send a chaplain with them. But when they're over there in those various areas, there are some other people available. But not always every day. If a soldier's got a problem and they want to talk to a chaplain today, they've got to see who's available, don't they?
That's true. Most installations have, if not a chaplain, assigned directly or on that location. If it's a crisis, we can get them to a chaplain or get a chaplain to them in short order. So that's our job, is to know the status of our flocks, know where our people are, know where our people are going. And if we can't send a chaplain with them, then we can reach ahead to those assets to let them know that our service members are on their way and to be sure to take care of them.
And Chaplain Rittmaster, you were over there over a couple of holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas last year, those type of times of year. How hard is that on our troops?
Well, it is difficult because obviously people miss their families and friends. But what we do everything we can to try and make it the best we can. And actually, a lot of the soldiers get involved in that. They put on a traveling nativity scene last December, and it was really quite a moving experience. There probably been about 100 soldiers that were involved in that. So we do creative things like that on Easter morning. We had the sun coming up over Iran, and we celebrated Easter morning, and that was right out there on the flight line. So it's a different kind of a ministry. It's certainly different kind of a church environment. It's not like being inside the house.
Chaplain, it's got to be a lot different than when I was in Vietnam some 40 years ago. Technology allows our soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines to be in contact with their families back home. For me, when I think about that, I'm not so sure that's a good thing, because in Vietnam, at least we could just do our mission and come home, and that was the only choice we had. But they have technology, but they also have a lot of support coming from Minnesota in the form of gift packages and people back here helping with their families. That's got to help.
That's true, and my assistant and I spent a lot of time doling out those packages and just trying to spread the good cheer person to person. And then we had the folks come and visit us in January, too, for the Minnesota Hockey Day, and it was just outstanding. It's that reminder of home means so much to soldiers, especially when you get down in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th month of deployment.
And Chaplain, how do you take care of yourselves and avoid burnout over there as a chaplain?
Well, I talked to my division chaplain, Chaplain Wynn.
The answer I used to give to that question, particularly for my leaders, was, well, the Lord is my shepherd. And as much as that's true, it's very important for chaplains, and Rick can attest to this. We find that, the Lord will connect us with people that are in our chain of command or chain of concern and those outside the chain to just have someone to bounce things off of and maybe vent a little bit. It's a tough job. It's demanding, long hours, miserable conditions, tough bosses to work for sometimes. But we find a way. It's very important to who we are. It's one of the core elements of what we do is to have a resource for ourselves as we care for ourselves and care for others.
So Chaplain Wynn is a full-time support chaplain. It's up to you to make sure he's energized and ready to go when he's deployed, and you have to minister to the families back here.
That's right. The families that are back here, over so many years of sustained conflict, and we've got a lot of folks who have deployed for the first time, but also those who have repeatedly deployed, they find a way to lean on one another. And as much as we believe we got to fix it all as the deployed soldiers and take care of our families ourselves, they find their way. They're extremely resilient. They're very resourceful. And it's important that they find a way that works for them. And we owe so much to our family assistance centers, family readiness groups, Yellow Ribbon communities to support that effort.
Chaplain Nguyen, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to meet the one of the full-time chaplains from the VA Medical Center. And in the third segment, we're going to talk to the chaplain, one of the chaplains from the Veterans Home. And then if Chaplain Rittmeister can stick around in the fourth segment, we'll come back with all four of us and see what kind of trouble we can get into.
Let's keep it going.
On the annual Chaplain's Christmas Show. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
June 6th, 1944, D-Day. Tom Lyons here from Minnesota Military Radio. Join me next spring on the D-Day beaches in Normandy, France. We'll fly from the Twin Cities, 10 days, 9 nights, fully escorted luxury tour. Omaha and Utah beaches, Point du Hoc, where President Reagan spoke. Battle of the Bulge, Bastogne, stand at General Patton's gravesite. Let's cruise on the bullet train, not once but twice. $37.89, and that includes your airfare, the Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame, the Palace of Versailles, and the Arc de Triomphe. Call my friends at Conservative Tours for all the details. 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. The Nazi surrender at Reims, fine dining, luxury hotel in Paris. I've waited my whole life to experience the D-Day beaches. Join me for this historic mission. I'll see you at the Mulberry Harbor.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today is our annual Chaplain's Christmas Show with chaplains from the Minnesota National Guard, the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and the Minneapolis Veterans Home. And my co-host for this show is the full-time support chaplain of the Minnesota National Guard, Major Buddy Nguyen. Chaplain, so far so good.
So far so good. You never know what can happen when you get four chaplains of diverse faith traditions in a room, but you've managed to keep it together.
Well, I'm feeling a lot of faith in this room, Chaplain, where I think we're going to be fine. We're going to meet right now with Chaplain Lane Stocklin, who is a full-time chaplain at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Chaplain, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It's very good to be here.
Sir, I understand you served in the United States Army for a few years.
Yes, I did. Almost 28.
28 years and retired as a lieutenant colonel.
That's correct.
And did you start out as an enlisted soldier?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Chaplain Nguyen did the same thing, by the way. And it didn't work out too bad for him. Looks like it worked out pretty good for you.
It did.
Were you a chaplain for most of those years, sir?
Yes, I was a chaplain most of that time. My enlistment was 3 years. And so I enlisted and became a chaplain assistant and then finished that enlistment. Then I went to seminary for two and a half years. I was a chaplain candidate in the Army Reserve as a seminary student, and then active duty in 1991, and retired in 2013.
Chaplain Nguyen, does that road to the chaplaincy sound familiar to you?
It does. I was enlisted 15 years, so I got quite a bit later start than Chaplain Stocklin, but whatever it takes to get you there.
And Chaplain, how did you make it to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center?
Well, it's not a real long story, but basically, in order to become a board-certified hospital chaplain, one has to go through what's called clinical pastoral education. And so while I was still on active duty at Fort Hood, I began to look at where could I take what's called CPE, and it opened up that I could attend and get involved in CPE through Fairview Hospital, University of Minnesota Medical Center at Fairview. And so I went through one unit there and then three units at Fairview Southdale Hospital in Edina, a CPE residency there. And then once I was finished with that, I applied for this position at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center and was accepted. So, plus my wife and I are sort of from the area. We're from North Dakota originally, and we have a lot of family in the Twin Cities area. So that's how we ended up here.
So, sir, you've been out to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center for about a year now, almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a good decision? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, absolutely. It's very, very rewarding, yes.
And can you take us through, what's a typical day for the chaplain at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system?
Well, there's, I'm not sure every day is like really typical, but for myself and the other full-time chaplains are there, we have assigned units, floors that we cover, so... You know, we go there on a regular basis. We all have different units with different medical needs. And so patient visits, responding to emergencies, talking, you know, with families, and just ministering to whatever comes up during the day. I mentioned responding to emergency if whoever's on call, that kind of thing. And then we have our fair share of, as most chaplains do, administrative work, what we call charting, recording the patient visit. And I think what might be unique about the VA medical centers is every chaplain is on and what we call an interdisciplinary team, where we work with fellow team members in providing, holistic patient care. And so being able to be a part of that team and interact with fellow team members is very rewarding, too. And so that's kind of what a day is like. And plus, we do religious services every day in the chapel that are also televised on one of our channels on the television we have in the VA Medical Center, so patients and families can view worship services on TV that way and or come to chapel as well.
Chaplain, Director Kelly has told us on prior shows that the Minneapolis VA healthcare system takes care of almost 100,000 veterans. And, of course, they come from every branch of the service. They come from every race, and they probably come from every religion under God. So you've got quite a mix of patients at the hospital to take care of, just like we talked about in the earlier segment, that when soldiers deploy, they're soldiers, and if they need a chaplain, we find a chaplain. Did you say you've got four full-time chaplains and several other part-time?
That's correct, uh-huh.
And so can you draw from different religions to minister to the patients, or do you deal with all of them?
Well, it's kind of similar to the military in that I happen to be a Protestant chaplain, and we have, a Roman Catholic priest. Our chief is a Roman Catholic priest, and we also have two other Protestant chaplains. But just like Chaplain Wynn and Chaplain Rittmaster have said, you know, we minister to patients of all faith backgrounds. And sometimes there is a certain request for a faith-based chaplain. But for the most part, patients allow us to come in and visit with them and talk with them and listen to them, which is really part of what we do. It's a big part of what we do is listen to their story. But so we may end up with a specific faith-based need, but for the most part, we minister to, you know, whether the patient's Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Protestant, whatever the case might be.
We're speaking with Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn and the VA Medical Center Chaplain Lane Stockland on Minnesota Military Radio. Chaplain Wynn, I'm sure you've been out and visited the VA Medical Center. It's a busy place, and I think I've told this story before, but when I go out there, I usually have to go down to the blood draw room and leave some blood and then go upstairs. And you've never seen a group of veterans that look like those guys sitting in that blood draw room sometimes. A little scary.
Yeah, it can be. And, you know, one thing that that always sticks with me when I go to the VA is the incredible pride that our veterans have in their service, because they wear it proudly on their hat, on their shirt, on their jacket, indelible ink on their body to remind everyone of the commitment that they've made to serve and to protect freedom. It's a great place to visit if you've never been there.
Chaplain Stockland, we didn't tell you this story, but the last few times I've been out there, I go to blood draw, and I've got a couple hours between the doctor. I usually duck into the chapel there and sit in the back and just pray a little bit while I'm waiting. And every once in a while, someone's in there putting on a service, and you never know who you're going to bump into in there. I bumped into Director Kelly one day, so you've got a nice little chapel out there.
Yes, it's a beautiful chapel, and of course it's open 24/7. And as you said, Tom, a lot of folks will come in, and whether they're a patient, a family member, staff, and just sit and meditate. There's also a two smaller sort of sub chapels: a Blessed Sacrament chapel for Roman Catholics, and then another small meditation area for Protestants if they would like to go in there. Like, for example, if a religious service is going on in the large chapel, they still can utilize those two smaller areas. But it's a place that is that welcomes everyone from all faiths to stop by, and whether they want to attend a service or not, or just stop and meditate and pray and reflect.
right off the flag atrium. Just take a look at it. It's a beautiful room. Chaplain, around the holidays, I'm sure we've got veterans out there that are unable to go home because of their physical condition. Do you have any issues with ministering to them? Do our veterans get pretty lonely if they're out there for over some of those holidays?
Well, again, you know, the holidays can be sometimes difficult for some of our veteran patients, but I think with the overall religious and spiritual care that we provide, regardless of what the holiday might be, and now particularly, of course, with Christmas and those kinds of holidays, a lot of people from all over the cities send us, you know, Christmas cards and things like that that we take around with us and those kinds of things. And I think as you get to know the patients on your floor and you're working with your fellow medical team members, you know, you can sometimes sense if a patient may need to talk or have something that they want to maybe deal with, particularly that's related to the holidays. And so you center in on that and you listen to that, and you maybe spend a little more time if you sense that there might be a need here, particularly during the holidays.
Chaplain, we just got a few seconds left, but I know that there are a lot of employees out there, and I've met quite a few of them over the last decade or so, and I have yet to meet one that doesn't really care about the veterans and the patients. I'm sure you spend some time taking care of them as well.
Yes, and that's the wonderful things about working at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center is the staff is so proud to be there and is proud to serve, you know, veteran patients and their families. And we do, you know, feel it's one of our responsibilities to watch out for each other, because again, that's what makes the interdisciplinary team so effective is, and there are times where I'll say, hey, to a nurse or to a doctor, how you doing right now? And, you know, they just went through something, maybe a patient died, and how are you doing about that? And it's surprising that those times can be very meaningful for them as well.
Well, it's a good thing you're there to help them, Chaplain. Gentlemen, we have to take a short break. Again, when we come back, we're going to talk to the chaplain from the Minnesota Veterans Home on Minnesota Military Radio. This is our annual Chaplain's Christmas Show. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today we're conducting our annual Chaplain's Christmas Show with chaplains from the Minnesota National Guard, the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and the Minnesota Veterans Home. And Chaplain Nguyen, halfway through the show, I don't think we're in any trouble yet.
We're having a really good time, Tom.
Well, I'm waiting until the fourth segment. I'm looking forward to it, sir.
It's always a good time.
All right. Joining us now from the Minnesota Veterans Home is Chaplain Jim Leith. Chaplain, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Good to be with you today.
Chaplain, can you tell us how long have you been serving as chaplain at the Minnesota Veterans Home?
This is my eighth year for being there, yes.
Are you enjoying the experience, sir?
I love my work. I love the residents who are there. We have about 340 residents. 90% of them are men, so it's a little different setting than your typical nursing home where you have a lot of little old ladies. So the challenges are a little bit different with men, but it's a great place to be.
And Chaplain, do you have any help out there?
I have a colleague, yes. There are two of us as work full-time as chaplains. And then we have a complement of other chaplains who come in kind of on a volunteer basis. We have Catholic priests who come in and celebrate Mass with Catholics on Saturdays. And we have a Jewish chaplain who comes in periodically to see some of our Jewish residents.
So just like the Minnesota National Guard and the Minneapolis VA Hospital, you're there to minister to all of the residents. And then on occasion you bring in specialists.
That's right. Pretty similar to that. Yeah, we're pretty much non-denominational. Yeah.
And Chaplain, over 8 years, you must have gotten to meet a lot of veterans from probably every service, every race, every religion. Some pretty good veterans come live at the home.
That's right. That's right, Tom. Yeah, they come from all different ways and walks of life, all different branches of the service, all different denominations in terms of their faith life. Some of them come from very strong traditional Christian backgrounds, and others just are kind of finding their way in life. And so some are very connected to faith traditions, and others don't really come from much of a faith tradition at all.
So, Chaplain, do you make the rounds like the chaplain does at the VA Medical Center?
We do. My colleague and I, we're both assigned to different units throughout the facility, and we have regularly scheduled worship and devotional services during the week, but then we spend a lot of time just working with our residents one-on-one. We always make it a point to meet new residents when they come into the facility, and as I so oftentimes say when I'm talking to families, basically our purpose is just to journey with these residents in the last chapter of their life story.
And Chaplain, I had occasion a few years ago, I was invited out and I came out for a Sunday service.
That's right.
And gave a little talk on the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, which thank you for inviting us out. But I saw something at the service that I hadn't thought through and I didn't expect, and that was I was there early, and some of the veterans came down and they walked in, and some came with walkers, and next some came with wheelchairs, and there were even a few beds that were pushed in.
Yep, yep.
I've never seen a group of quite like that, but I'm sure that happens every day for you.
Yeah, it becomes pretty much routine for us, but, you know, they come from all different physical conditions. Some walk in the door freely on their own, and then there are others that are much more debilitated by the time they come to us. So we just minister to them on all those different levels to the best of our ability.
And Chaplain, as I recall, we were invited to stay for coffee and cookies just across the way afterwards, and those veterans all had a story to tell, didn't they?
Yes, they do. Yeah, some take a little bit of encouragement to get them to tell their story, but they do all have a story, and if you can just get that out of them, that's a great thing.
Chaplain Wynn, that was quite a day when I went out there that Sunday, but I was a little surprised. Shouldn't have been. You know, our veterans we all go through life. We start out young, and we go off to war, and then we work, and then we get patched up at the VA hospital, and some of us end up at the veterans home with Chaplain Leith.
And you said it, everybody's got a story. The opportunity to listen to those stories is a great privilge. And I've served as a chaplain at the VFW in times in the past. And anytime I talk to a veteran that's wearing a hat like that, VFW, American Legion, or similar, I ask them, do you share your stories with your family? Because one of the greatest regrets I have is not hearing more from my grandfather, Korean World War II, and cherishing, you know, how that made him who he ultimately became as a man, a father, grandfather.
We're speaking with Chaplain Jim Leith and Chaplain Buddy Wynn on Minnesota Military Radio for our annual Chaplain's Christmas Show. Chaplain Leith, I want to come back to you. We're at the holidays now, and I imagine some of your residents get to check out for a day or two, but most of your people stay there. How are the holidays around Thanksgiving, Christmas times at the veterans' home, and how do you take care of your residents?
Well, holidays, I think, can be pretty challenging because, again, they come from all different kinds of family backgrounds. Some of our residents are very connected to families. They have spouses and children and grandchildren who come and visit on a regular basis, and they come and celebrate the holidays together. And then there are other residents who do have families, but they're just not connected for one reason or another. And so sometimes the holidays are a bit of a struggle for those folks. We have a number of residents who, of course, would like to be able to go home to be with their loved ones over the holidays, but they're just physically not capable of doing that. So sometimes we have to work with them and try to be of support and encouragement to them as much as possible. So over the holidays, we try to offer a lot of different programs for them. We bring in a lot of musical groups, schools in the area, grade schools, middle schools, high schools, oftentimes come in with their choirs and with their bands and their orchestras, and we have a lot of musical venues for them to attend, and I think that really helps to get them in the holiday spirit. And just today we had a group in from Egan, and it was just amazing to see these veterans singing Christmas carols with these young people while they were playing their musical instruments. And then after the concert was over this morning, where they had this great interaction where these young people made it a point to go up and visit with these residents and introduce themselves, and residents got to talk to these kids, and they just really lit up when they had those kinds of interactions, both on the part of the veterans as well as on the part of the kids who were there. So that's just part of the way that we celebrate holidays, you know. We do a lot to decorate, and we welcome all of the different groups who come in, VFWs and American Legions and groups from the National Guard and other branches come in and help a lot with decorating. All of our units have themes for decorations, and we have trees on all the units and wreaths and all those good things that go with it, just to make it as homey as possible for these guys, you know, so that we can show our appreciation for all that they have done for our country, and always just being mindful that part of the reason that we get to do these things that we do and to have the freedom to do these things is because what they have done for us. So there's a lot of gratitude there.
Chaplain, I wish our listeners could see you smiling when you were telling that story. And I wanted to ask you about that. If you're a resident there and you're there day in, day out, day after day after day, the various visitors that come out to the Minnesota Veterans Home are pretty important, aren't they?
Oh, they sure are, yeah. And we really appreciate when people come out, and we're always looking for volunteers. So anytime somebody wants something to do and they want to have an opportunity to visit and interact with the veteran, we welcome them. It's just great to have those people around.
And I'd encourage anyone listening to, if you get a chance, go on out there on Sunday for a service. It's something that'll make you feel good, because those people feel that that's very important, and they just enjoyed your service and the little coffee cookies afterwards. It was just like the highlight of the week.
Oh, yeah. Coffee and cookies is the big part of the Sunday service, believe me.
What time do the services take place? Where could folks find the Veterans Home there in Minneapolis?
Services are at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and, of course, we're located just on the banks of the Mississippi River and Minnehaha Creek, so right where those two come together, that's where we're located. It's a beautiful piece of property, and it's great to be there the year-round. Beautiful in summer and great in winter, too.
Thank you, Chaplain Leith. Gentlemen, we have to take a short break. When we come back for the fourth segment, we'll come back and we'll hear a special Christmas message from each of these four chaplains for all of you out there listening to Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
June 6th, 1944, D-Day. Tom Lyons here from Minnesota Military Radio. Join me next spring on the D-Day beaches in Normandy, France. We'll fly from the Twin Cities, 10 days, 9 nights, fully escorted luxury tour. Omaha and Utah beaches, Point du Hoc, where President Reagan spoke. Battle of the Bulge, Bastogne, stand at General Patton's gravesite. Let's cruise on the bullet train, not once but twice. $37.89, and that includes your airfare, the Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame, the Palace of Versailles, and the Arc de Triomphe. Call my friends at Conservative Tours for all the details. 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. The Nazi surrender at Reims, fine dining, luxury hotel in Paris. I've waited my whole life to experience the D-Day beaches. Join me for this historic mission. I'll see you at the Mulberry Harbor.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today we've been conducting our annual Chaplain's Christmas Show with chaplains from the Minnesota National Guard, the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and the Minneapolis Veterans Home, and we'll be right back with all four of those. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelletoe.
During the holiday season of giving and sharing, we at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs express our heartfelt thanks to our veterans and the men and women in uniform who continue to protect us. This is a wonderful time of the year and another great opportunity to reflect on our mission of caring for veterans and their families. Best wishes for a wonderful holiday season and a new year of health and happiness. The best part of the season is remembering those who make holidays special. Join me as I take a moment to remember the families who are missing a veteran this holiday season. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelletoe. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said, we've been holding our annual Chaplains Christmas Show, and we've talked with four chaplains this morning, and we're going to get a chance to visit with each one of them in this last segment. We're going to start with Chaplain Major Rick Rittmaster. Chaplain, great to have you here this year instead of calling in from Kuwait. But I wonder if you've got a Christmas message for our listeners this year.
I do. Thank you, Tom. You know, last year when it was Christmas time in Kuwait, we had the chapel all ready to go, and outside there was a menorah, and inside there was a Christmas tree, and we had around the corner there was a prayer area for our Muslim soldiers, and everybody had something. And I think the military, one of the things I love about it is that it does involve people from all different walks of life, all different faith traditions, and people with no faith tradition at all. And they got to get along. They got to work together because they got a common mission. And that's what we do. And I think that's a good metaphor for us as a country as well, that we are people that come from many different locations, many different perspectives, and we got a mission together to be people of the United States, and to be together is a great privilege, and we just need to keep working at that. And I would say that when you are feeling like you're pretty vulnerable and it may be lonely, think about the chaplains. Think about the faith leaders in your community. Whether you belong to that faith tradition or not, I have a feeling that they'd be more than willing to reach out to you. So take the opportunity that presents itself with the leaders in this community and have a blessed holiday season.
Thank you, sir. I want to go now to Chaplain Lane Stockland from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Chaplain, you have an interesting practice out at the hospital, and I wonder if you've got a holiday message for us as well.
Well, you know, Tom, thank you. I was thinking when Chaplain Rittmaster was sharing that the year I was in Iraq, our Christmas Eve service was held in one of the large palaces there right on the huge installation. And at the end, we all had our little candles, and we lit them, and everyone sang Silent Night. Folks from all different faith traditions from all over the world together there commemorating, and I still think about that right now. And, you know, one of the common stories or messages of Christmas is goodwill to men, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And I would just encourage us all and those listening, think about how we can be ambassadors and bring others peace on earth, goodwill to men, particularly those families that may be suffering or dealing with things. Maybe their military member is gone or deployed, or a veteran whose family has been dealing with different things over the years. I think a soldier and a veteran, we do a good job of taking care of those folks, and sometimes families can feel left out. So I just want to encourage us all. How can we bring peace on earth, goodwill to men, to our family members, and reach out to them with that Christmas message this year? Thank you.
Thank you, Chaplain Stockland. And now I want to go to the Minnesota Veterans Home Chaplain, Jim Leith. Jim, you've been patiently waiting over there, and it was good to hear about all the great things happening out at the home. Do you have a message for our listeners as well?
I do. Thank you. It's been quite a year for all of us, of course, in our country, and the last few weeks and the last few months, of course, have been a bit tumultuous for people. And so as we approach this holiday now, coming to the end of December and coming to the end of another year, there's much for people to think about and to reflect upon, a lot of things to be grateful for, but a lot of things to be mindful about, and a lot of things to pray for, not the least of which is peace in our world. And there's a lot of gratitude that goes out to all those people who have given time and been of service to our country. We're very mindful of those men and women in active service at this time. And, of course, in my line of work, working with veterans and those who are now in the veterans' home, just that whole sense of what they have done that brings us to this point. And we just wish goodwill for all of those folks out there, and families coming together to celebrate what this is about, and all that goes with the holidays. And while the media, of course, tends to really build it up and make it into a joyous occasion, it isn't always like that in the day-to-day or for all of our residents. So we work together with that, and our staff is very grateful for the volunteers who have come in, and for those in the armed services who have given of their time in this last year to come in, visit our residents and give them words of encouragement and words of hope. So that's what we bring into this season.
Thank you, Chaplain Leith. Chaplain Nguyen, I don't know if this studio has ever been blessed to have four chaplains all at the same time, but it's sure been a pleasure to talk to these chaplains today and about Christmas. And I promised you the last few minutes, so we've got about 4 minutes left. Let us have it,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Well, thank you to all my colleagues for the chance to share this sound space with you, and Tom, for the privilege of co-hosting with you and for making the Chaplain's Christmas Show a staple of your December broadcast schedule. I'd like to send out greetings to our soldiers from the 682nd Engineer Battalion, in particular the unit ministry team, Chaplain Germain, Specialist Widener, who are deployed to Kuwait. Tom, we got an email from Chaplain Germain. When he got to Kuwait, there was a pile of care packages waiting for him. He said he had to carve a path through those packages to his desk as he settled in there.
Chuck Haas and the Hugo Yellow Ribbon.
Yep, wonderful organization. Chaplain Germain emailed, said, thanks so much from the members of the 682nd Engineers. We've been on the ground 24 hours now to receive packages from our great home state. He goes on to say that Christmas will be tough for many of our soldiers away from home for the first time, but gifts from home help to keep things comfortable. Bless you all for your valuable support to our unit. So with that, I also like to send out greetings to all Minnesotans from all military components who are away from their families, their neighbors, their faith communities, their loved ones. We've got to say thanks to all of Minnesota's Yellow Ribbon communities, businesses, schools, and all those others who have reached out to provide ongoing support to the families of our deployed service members. We have a wonderful heritage of care for service members and veterans in the great state of Minnesota. As you know, Tom, we can never forget our Gold Star families who have lost a loved one while they've served our nation. And so as their soldier and sailor, airman, marine, or Coast Guardsman won't be with them this year at Christmas, they can only cherish the memories that they've had. And they're deserving of our honor, our support, our prayers, and our love. I'd like to share a word of encouragement with all of our listeners today, and I take inspiration from John Maxwell, the great leadership guru. He's got a quote, and it's special to me. John Maxwell says, if you're a leader, you should never forget that everyone needs encouragement. And everyone who receives it, young or old, successful or less than successful, unknown or famous, is changed by it. I think that's particularly true this time of the year. To me, the spirit of Christmas and what Christmas is about selflessness. So I want to encourage everyone to consider how they can bring encouragement to others. Viktor Frankl is an author, one of my inspirations. He wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. Mr. Frankl suffered all the indignities of the Holocaust. He was exposed to incredible amounts of trauma, death, and destruction as a Jewish person in Germany in World War II. And the quote that he has in his book has stuck with me. In Man's Search for Meaning, he said that everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, and that is to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances and to choose one's own way. So what does that mean for you this holiday season? Well, I believe that you can choose the extent to which you'll truly celebrate this season versus how much you'll let commercialism or materialism create a frustration and maybe turn you into the Grinch, which nobody likes, nobody wants. You could choose whether or not you'll have the courage to reach out to that family member with whom you have conflict and extend selfless love and, as needed, extend forgiveness with a heart to reconcile and to live as an example to your kids or your grandkids. You could choose to determine whether or not you'll allow your service to our nation to be your greatest accomplishment, or if your passion for being a part of something greater than yourself will compel you to take that service to the next level as your days in uniform fade into memory. Finally, I just ask everybody to join your prayers with mine for our state and our local and our national leaders, that they would be filled with divine wisdom. And I ask you to offer thanks with me for the abundant blessings enjoyed in our nation. I pray that the day would soon come where we truly experience peace on earth.
Thank you, Chaplain Wynn, and we've had our own special day with four chaplains here, and thank you all for visiting with us today on Minnesota Military Radio. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, from the Minnesota National Guard Chaplain Corps, Major Buddy Wynn and Major Rick Rittmaster, from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, Chaplain Lane Stocklin, from the Minnesota Veterans Home, Chaplain Jim Leith, Commissioner Larry Shalado of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we get our year-end updates from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, the Minnesota Patriot Guard, the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, and the Senior Enlisted Advisor of Minnesota's Adjutant General. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, wishing you all a Merry Christmas, and hoping that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.